House Minority Leader David Toscano argued that law enforcement, school faculty, and other employees are still without the support they need.
The budget doesn't go far enough, but it is a process, and we'll continue to make it push to make it better, not just this year, but in the years ahead.
But Delegate Steve Landis said it took much compromise to come this far so quickly, which he does not recall ever happening.
So that you have had the 48 hours to actually see what is in this conference committee report, and more importantly, ask the questions and have the chance to really find out what you're voting on.
The plan adds $60 million in public school funds to the governor's proposal, increases higher ed funding by $42 million, and restores $30 million in cuts to local governments. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.